Hey, babe, where did you want to go for dinner?
He walked in at 10:15. Strapping lad. You could tell that he came for money. His umbrella was probably worth more than most people make in a month. Frivolous, to be sure. But at least it kept him dry.
Be careful moving at first. It's easy to get your strings tangled. But it gets better with practice. Oh, and don't be embarrassed if they do get tangled. It happens to everyone from time to time. Even me. And I've had a ton of practice. It's an occupational hazard of being a puppet, I guess.
Okay, so your colleagues act like 12-year-olds who think that they'll get cooties if they touch you? Seriously, no grown-ass man should be that afraid of vaginas. How hard can it possibly be for them to have a basic conversation with you about the very thing you work on?
At any rate, I approached you to ask if you might care for a walk to escape the frivolity of this whole affair. Admittedly, in speaking with you, I'm becoming decreasingly confident in the success of my endeavor. But if you'll still have me.
Do you offer gift wrapping on lobsters?
It didn't take me long to take in the scene, as gruesome as it was. The heiress had taken several stab wounds to the chest. She now lay motionless in a pool of her own blood. There was no sense trying to save her. The girl was probably dead before she even hit the floor. Although this would be less painful if I didn't have an erection right now. There's nowhere for my dick to go. Why don't they make mattresses with cock burrows? Wait, that's an even better idea than underboob tablets. I can see the infomercial now. Hey, fellas, is your dick bent out of shape from too much pussy eating? Then we have the bed for you.
So take my heart. As scared as I am to give it, I want you to have it. I know its rightful place is in your hands. And if I don't put it there, the distance between us will never close. And you'll never be able to truly know me. And I can't stand that. I can't stand it even more than I can't stand the possibility that you might crush my heart. So it's worth the risk. Your love will always be worth the risk. I want you to know that.
I know that you like the name rhombocuboctahedron, but spoctagon just rolls off the tongue. Anyway, that's not important right now. Honey, we are now the proud owners of the rich man's Rubik's Cube. Don't worry about how much it cost. I've known the Koi my whole life. They've lived here as long as the Elven clans. But they'll clearly outlast us. My family, with their talks of blood purity. Look where it got them. Our numbers were low long before you started raiding. The Koi know better, though. They aren't like us. We'll happily accept any help you offer.
What? Almond joys are great. Don't tell me you don't enjoy all that coconutty goodness.
Okay, no way are they C-tier candy. You're just wrong.
The cops knew about it, but they simply didn't care. There are worse crimes than getting drunk. Especially in the slums. Around here, some poor drunk slob at a bar is one less fella committing armed robbery.
If you like what you see here, and have a little pixie dust to spare, please consider supporting me on Patreon.
Very well. If my reassurances are not enough, perhaps you would prefer a walk instead. Although a far less vigorous exertion, it may still provide an appropriate remedy to your misgivings. At least in any case, it might spare the horses from any resentment from such tardy labor. My countenance harbors no ill will from such request, as I've mentioned. Their disposition, however, is far more fickle.
What, you know, the back room? The one that magically has all the items out there in stock in every single size and color?
Yeah. Yeah, it exists. We just lie to our customers about it because ours is haunted by a Minotaur skeleton. And yeah, I'd rather not get impaled by Mr. Deadbones trying to get some kid a new Metallica t-shirt.
I can't promise that you'll have the perfect relationship. After all, life is stressful. But I can promise that she's worth every single minute you spend with her. You're lucky to have her by your side.
and I doubt you'll ever want to let her go. I realize that must be the reason why they never let first-class passengers travel to the lower decks. Nobody wants some naive little blonde thing to wander down and start demanding justice for the poor. I, however, had less noble inquiries, so I doubted that my presence would be too much of a concern. See, so why should sex be any different? Sometimes you really want pizza, and sometimes you don't even want to put effort into putting on pants to meet the delivery driver. You may have been more powerful than me when I was a girl, but isn't it funny how death can make you so much stronger? So what do you want? I can make cookies, pie, brownies, cake balls, danishes? What? No, I'm not hiding Rick Moranis somewhere. What are you talking about? No, I said cake balls, not space balls. I knew I had to be quick, but that goddamn replica of the Mona Lisa gave me pause. I hated myself for staring at it. She was only a dumb prop meant to hide the door to the bar. But I had never liked her. She always seemed so smug with her silly little smile. Whoever Mona was, I doubted she faced any real hardship. The girl would probably cry if she broke a nail. See, Peter is just not a name with a good connotation. When I hear Peter, I either think child throwing a tantrum in the middle of a grocery store, or a guy standing a girl up on a second date. And hopefully, neither of those will be our kid. He'll be too awesome to be a Peter. After all, when I first met the old man, I called him Ernest, and snapped at him for using the word Oriental. But, in truth, I liked the name Ernest, and only wanted to assert myself somewhere. I knew that he was old, which meant that he might be truthful. However, he was also a doctor, which meant that he might not. What does it look like, bitch? I'm the motherfucking Kool-Aid man. You're the only creature who could ever keep me smiling even through the blackness of night. When I first saw you, I thought you must be a nymph. Perhaps the gods had sent you to play a trick on me. Surely nothing so beautiful could ever survive here. Actually, can you keep a secret? I'm here on a special mission. A little Valentine's Day mall reconnaissance, if you will. The rich never seemed to notice anything that mattered. However, their obliviousness was something that I normally tried to embrace. It kept me in business, at least. As of late, half my job was simply pointing out facts that everyone else had conveniently overlooked. No, I'm not sleeping over there. Look more to your left. See? Red-headed halfling waving at you? Look, I snuck up behind you one time pretending to be the Babadook. Well, alright, two times. Yes, I assumed as much. I know that many ladies grow to detest balls once they are wed. However, I believe they are of a far more fickle nature than yourself. While they are so vexed with the vanishings of your youth, you only long for the company of those that you care for. I feel quite fortunate to have married a woman who is charmed by gregariousness rather than poisoned with vanity. Anyway, we started the whole sex position class to help fund our true passions. Cheerleaders are some of the most flexible people around, and we thought we'd share our expertise with a few people. My shoes clacked loudly as I walked with a quick pace, a constant reminder that I was in a place where women weren't normally allowed to tread. But I guess nobody cared, as long as I let them play their little intellectual games. Yes, eating funnel cake follows my arbitrary holiday rules. All outdoor events between the months of May and September must include funnel cake. See Section 45, Paragraph 8 of the Terms and Conditions. But that doesn't mean you have to be strong. That doesn't mean you have to pretend that it doesn't hurt. Just the fact that you're here, and you're living life, is enough. She wanted that for you. Oh, I greatly admire your modesty, miss. However, while you must be harsh in judging your appearance, the same philosophy does not apply to me. And how lucky am I that I may maintain a proper self-assessment while still honoring your character. My words will never take from my humility and only further grant me the virtue of honesty. What up, bitch? I'm the Kool-Aid man. Wanna fuck? Maybe it was a sickness, but it still gave me a better life than half the broads on this damn ship. I'd only departed port a few hours ago, and I'd already counted at least 6 blondes chasing after some fella's money. More power to them. At least detective work never required me to laugh at jokes that weren't funny. No, we can watch some other place. All the small towns drop way more interesting stuff. Guess what Beavertown, Pennsylvania drops? Nope, it's a platypus. Really, I promise I'm not lying. What? No, don't look it up. Such a pity that the night had to end so early, although I'm certain that my feet will be grateful for it. My mind cannot keep peace with such silence. While some abhor idle chatter of everyday affairs, I am of the firm belief that the novelty of even the mundane keeps our spirits young. And balls present the most excellent opportunity to rediscover the opinions of those whom we think we know best. Don't you agree, darling? Okay, first I need to find 2 imaginary llamas making out and let them watch everything. The only person around when I entered the police station, some kindergarten cop who was barely old enough to hold a gun. I guess he had drawn the short straw and had gotten stuck with guard duty. Lad had clearly succumbed to boredom hours ago. He was passed out over the front desk. The chief would probably give him hell once he found out that he had been napping on the job. But I felt no need to warn him. He'd already made his bed. Might as well let him lie in it. Ow! See, you need less projectiles. Let's start by getting rid of this pillow. Oh, no? This is your favorite pillow? Well, then you better come rescue it. Oh, are you coming armed? The lighting was simplistic compared to some of his other portraits, but her silhouette still radiated across the room. I stared at her with wide eyes. Her dress was plain, and her face unremarkable. Yet nonetheless, something kept drawing me to her. You know how to say please in at least 7 languages, and I expect to hear at least 2. Back home, I didn't exactly bathe in a golden bathtub. The detective biz doesn't pay that well. And never would unless I found a couple hundred more lost puppies. Dear Disney Studios, we, the members of the Small Pets Equality League, along with Bottles Against Being Yoinked, better known by the acronym BABY, are writing to launch a complaint against your company's recent live-action adaptation of The Lion King. Heavens no. While your mind was born pure, your fingers knew how to seek lust. I merely meant to imply that, though your engagement has been wondrous in terms of its vivacity, it has not nearly been enough in kind. Goat cheese ice cream is a pretty acquired taste. I never told you, but I always only pretended to like it so that I had an excuse to share a comb with you. The kid was dead. There was no getting around that. Murdered on the corner, 2 blocks down from my office. Poor boy was too good for this world. But at least I was able to show him a good time before he met his maker. Yeah, I know Anna Karenina is a classic. I'm just saying it doesn't really leave you with a warm, fuzzy feeling. I suppose that I should make my intentions clear, miss. I wish to submit to you. I know that I already performed duties for you. However, that would not be enough if we were to enter into this sort of arrangement. I want to submit to you wholly and fully. I want to obey your every order and please you in whichever way you might wish. The second act would probably be to banish this pumpkin spice flavored spam from existence, because it kind of makes me weep for the future of humanity. Just, why? Actually, never mind. Hermes, I need you to send a letter for me. I need you to tell a certain messenger god that he needs to stop acting like a little boy and learn to think for himself for once. However, the second my eyes met hers again, she turned an even deeper shade of red and started stammering an apology. Her voice was shaking too much for me to understand her exact meaning, but I gathered that she thought she had committed some sort of sin by gazing at my flesh. What? It could happen. Stop trying to ruin my hypothetical musical numbers with your logic. That summer? Oh, of course I remember that summer. I remember how big your eyes got when you first saw the ocean. You didn't even notice me looking at you and not the water. I just don't want to sit two tables away from her. I don't think I could spend a whole lunch period watching her perfect smile or listening to her stupid little giggles. Yeah, I'm talking about her. You know, president of student council, captain of the cheer team. Little Miss fucking Perfect. I kicked a can as I walked down South 3rd Street. I would have kicked myself, but I already had enough bruises. It had been 2 weeks, and I still couldn't find the kid's missing sister. I must be losing my touch. Anytime some pretty little thing crosses over to the poor side of town, people talk. But right now, they weren't talking to me. Well, it's not that much of a secret. Everyone knows that a witch meets her soulmate on Halloween night. But only if her birthday falls on a full moon that year. And that's why I've been waiting so long. Some witches grow up knowing their soulmate, but not me. My birthday just never seems to fall on a full moon. Or the scariest phrase known to mankind, the Wi-Fi is out. I could conceive of such a possibility. I'm still not certain in which sense you claim your wife is impulsive. However, proper discipline does help train the most naughty of temperaments. If you were to attempt such a thing, it may ease your worry, and she may be all the happier for it. Ain't no reason for some tall, handsome thing like you to go running off. I reckon I got what you're looking for right here. I heard him approach behind me. I knew he was gonna ask me to dance. It was the easiest request he could make. Lucky for him. I thought it to be a decent starting move. Okay, neither of you are rolling your eyes at me, which is frankly unusual, so that's a bit concerning. Either this plan is good, or it's so incredibly stupid that neither of you know how to respond. Well, I guess there's only one way to know which one it is. Well, I suppose I could just ask you, but... Oh, never mind. I don't even know why you feel the need. Your marriage to Hephaestus was arranged. You didn't choose him. You would never choose that ugly excuse for a fire starter. So why are you pretending that you love him? Oh, I hope it's not like that, but in truth I don't have much of an idea how the soulmate bond works. No witch actually does. But I've never heard of anyone's soulmate just dropping from the sky. I doubt too many witches wanted to test that particular spell. I tried to listen politely, but it was hard to take any of their blathering seriously. I highly doubted that Miss Franny had decided to murder the heiress because she once held her salad fork incorrectly. Girl, I'm not going to trap you in a web of lies. I was about ready to quit. There was no way that it was going to find my daddy long legs if I didn't even have enough shadow for all 8 of my eyes. Yes, I suppose that my actuality is far less sumptuous than your imagination. Your silly little mind seems to have forgotten that the world will not bend to its wishes, nor will I bend to yours. I do not care if you regret your choice. It has been made. And, if anything, you ought to be taught a lesson. If you seek darkness, then you must take whatever it sees fit to provide. Hey doll, could I get a boomerang flower on the rocks, please? Yeah, I'm sure. Trust me, dear, it just ain't a triple red shell shot kind of night. Well, Thebes is wrong. They both treated each other unfairly. Neither was better than the other. I love both and will honor both. I do not care if the king agrees with such a decision. I heard my heels clack all too loudly on the hardwood as I pondered the ship's library. Admittedly, I had never been terribly subtle at announcing my presence. But the library was unoccupied, so it was hardly a problem. No book ever judged a soul, no matter how loud their shoes were. Powers? Well, I ain't that blue boy scout that you've heard so much about. But I do all right. I can't fly or nothing,
but I've got the strength of an ox. I could easily lift a lady like you up over my head with one hand behind my back. Yes, I am speaking candidly, and do not let that woeful fascination of yours convince you otherwise. Do consider the plausibility of such an omission. Were my words not true, then so would be false the words of all others. For no one has ever seen such a monstrosity. And surely you do not have the audacity to think that your beliefs might change the will of nature to suit your taste.
Ah, hello there, Mr. Statue. Such a lovely day, isn't it? It's a pity that you don't have any birds to enjoy it with. Such a shame that none of them will land on you. Because, you know, you're not a real fucking statue. And you never will be. Goes far beyond any other illusion you have seen tonight. Nothing of its kind has ever been attempted before. You may have seen some rope tricks. You may have witnessed lovely ladies being sawed in half. But you have never before feasted your eyes on something of this magnitude.
Girl, please, you once convinced a man to convert to cannibalism.
That was an accident, and he wasn't the god of the underworld. I sighed. Nothing about the case made any sense. Every clue I'd found had only led to more questions, and I was running out of time. If I didn't solve it by morning, that innocent little thing might end up in the slammer. She's brave. Brave enough to love with all her heart. Brave enough to risk getting hurt. Brave enough to care about me despite all my faults. Despite my faith in your work, I must admit that my expectations were not high. I know that you understand. Our search for a true feral has so often ended in disappointment. I'm sure that you can recall the many actresses with unkempt hair posing at circuses. The ones that would all too conveniently sit idly whenever a kind woman with a coin approached their cage. Glinda, I'm not sure I know what a real secret is. And you're so focused on work that you just agreed to buy a hedgehog. And, well, yes, hedgehogs are very cute, but it's not like you to just agree to something like that without researching it first. The sheer vapidity of their indecisiveness was enough to make me long that my needle might slip. However, I've since learned to temper my more malicious intentions in that regard. My hand is swift, and I realize that any stylistic frets will be eased once they lay eyes on their new gown, for even the most objectionable of silks cannot hide the touch of a master at his craft. That's right, I think you're pretty cool. In the sense that I like you. Not as in you're cool, I'm hot, so we wouldn't get along or something. Although I think you're hot too. As in, like, attractive. Wait, did I say that already? Oh, don't bother with it. It's only from the Ming Dynasty. I'm sure my father is friends with the Mings. I think we had them over for dinner once. Or was that the Matthews? And then you kissed me as the train pulled away from the station. And all the people around us disappeared. It was just us, alone, on the platform, kissing like we had never kissed before. Hey, I read your script, and I just think it's incredible. I've got something to tell you, but I'm afraid it's a cliché. I know, I'm sorry. The first sentence is always cliché. Well, it's either cliché, or it's some variation of hi, or hey babe, or what's up. Because somehow, I've always just arrived to wherever you are, and all the best conversations apparently have to happen the moment I walk in the door.